Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. We are your sports bros. I'm Rob.
Sada.
And that's Big Sook right over there.
Right here.
Oh, dude.
Can we please get to the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals? I mean.
Yeah. We gotta wait. When is the hockey game?
Tomorrow.
Start?
Tomorrow, and then the NBA Finals is Thursday.
Thursday.
So they're doing it. No two games. They'll be on alternate days.
Yeah, which, that's smart.
But it feels like there's just no momentum whatsoever.
NBA should have started tonight.
Yes, it's just
come on. They're ready.
Let's go.
By the way, we have to stop right now.
We do
everything that we're doing. Yes.
What did we do?
Jack Caglione is up to the plate.
Yes.
He is the hotshot Royals rookie.
Yeah. A handsome lad.
Making his major league debut. He was just in the College World Series like 2 years ago.
Oh, but did you see what happened there? I'm assuming that's his dad that they just showed in the stands.
Okay.
I don't know if, because he was sitting right next to the dad. My man got caught going down the pants and then the hand smell.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Dad did?
No, the guy right...
Like a fan intern.
I don't know if that's like a member of the family. It was the guy standing up right by the dad.
If you're going to do that, maybe not during this at-bat?
Yeah. I was like, oh, is that the... Ooh, he went right down and then went up. We've all been there. We're like, hold on, gotta check out the brand. That's...
Well, the internet will have it here.
Right there, that
minutes.
Guy in the 14 jersey. That may be a family member. Oh.
Rough.
Did he hit a bomb?
Nah, it's into the gap.
Gapped one.
Oh, great catch.
Damn it.
Boy.
Dude.
That was catch. Close.
Hung can up we, there a little bit.
Can we just talk about him being a Hall of Famer right now?
I love that everyone's losing their S on a flyout.
Well, it was his first major league at bat.
This is a deep shot. That is the deepest part of the park, and that is a great play by the center fielder. And yes, I do believe the dude that got caught sniffing his junk. I think that's a brother.
It looks like either that or it's his sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, boy, it's part of the family.
Well, how long before internet has that for us?
They already have it.
Yeah.
It's already up?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I haven't checked, but I guarantee it's already up.
God, what did we do before the days of memes?
Dude, you can't even get caught scratching and sniffing anymore at a major league game.
Well, I guess I know what we did. We put it on YouTube. Didn't we have that? There's a famous YouTube video of our intern.
Ed Van Intern.
Behind Swigard doing that very thing.
He was working down there.
Yes, and then he smelled it, and then he kind of did this look like, ew.
Well, again, we've all been there before where you're like, oh, man, it's a rough go. Especially if like, that's your big brother. It's like his big moment. You're like, hold on, let me go ahead and scratch myself here. It's a tough go.
It's the beginning of an era, Jace.
Yeah.
The Bobby Witt, Jack Caglione era.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. With a capital A.
Well, and at least they signed Bobby, so he's going to be there a while.
The era has become.
And I figure with Jack here, you got like, 6 years of control when guys come up?
Going to be great.
What was the thing people were saying that the Royals botched this based on the timing of service and stuff like that? It was like the wrong time to bring him up?
They bring him up too early?
Or something like that?
They lose a year of control or whatever?
Yeah, I thought it's different every year when to bring him up. But I thought a lot of teams were holding on to.
I just
saw
a criticism of Royals management.
I know the Orioles did that the Orioles supposedly were manipulating.
Well, they all manipulate.
Well, the Cubs did it with Chris Bryant.
Yeah. I think what's happening is, if I'm hearing Buck right, I think fans are like, hey, why don't you, these management, they can't win.
Yeah.
Because if they manipulate it and keep them down too long.
Then you're like a cheap,
Yeah, then everybody's like, oh, come on, bring him up. He's ready.
Yeah.
But then when the Royals just bring him up, it's like, he's ready. Let's go.
Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, why don't you get an extra year of control? Shut up, fans.
Agreed. That does drive me a little bit nuts because it just, dude, if the guy's ready, bring him up. If he's one of the best, that bothers me as a fan. If that's one of the best 15 guys you got, dude, put him on the roster. Help you win games. Okay, so you lose 1 year of control. Are you that cheap?
Yeah, I guess they could have waited 3 weeks and they would have had him control for
an extra year. Yeah, that's why a lot of the young guys, there's a kid for Boston named, I think his name's Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
You'll see him in 3 weeks once that. But, who is it? Oh, Jordan Lawler, he's like the big stud for the Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. They said that the start of the year is the top prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Dude, they brought him, you want to talk about botch? Now, there's some criticism here. They brought him up. And didn't play him.
Yeah.
And so he played sporadically when a guy needed, an infielder needed a day off or something. And he went like 0 for 15, and then they sent him back down.
Yeah. If you look it up, I saw this the other day. He does. He has a stat line, and his batting average is zero.
Zero. He
zero.
Never got a hit.
Never
and
got
he
a hit.
Struck out like 13 of the 15 times.
Yep.
And they didn't want to play him. But he was raking in the minors.
So they sent him back.
And so they sent him back. But what are you doing? He's the number one prospect. Make a spot for him. Either that or leave him down there.
Yeah.
Why are you, what a weird way to treat a rookie.
I think often we assume, maybe not here in Portland, but we assume that when you're in charge of a $1 billion franchise that you know what you're doing, and that just isn't the case. I think the truth of the matter is there's a lot of morons and boobs that are running professional sports franchises.
God.
And it's shocking sometimes when you see it. And then, the other thing too is like with Major League Baseball prospects, dude, how many times have we been told that this is a can't-miss guy? You know, the one that I think of is every time Kelnick went down to the minors, dude, that he raked. He was an absolute dominant force in the minor leagues, and he couldn't do it. The idea that you can be good at AAA, like people are like, how is that possible? Because Major League pitching isn't in AAA. It's two very different games.
Well, anyway, the era has become the Royals, not one, not two, not three, championships.
Yes.
With Jack Caglione batting sixth.
It's a fun name, too.
You see him up there?
Yeah. He's a handsome devil.
Yeah, he's tall, big legs.
More importantly, a flyout. Is that the most exciting flyout in Royals history? Because,
maybe.
People were losing it. They're like, a flyout.
Can I offer you the end of the 1985 World Series?
Oh, man,
that was a flyout. Daryl Motley caught the ball, and we went crazy.
You know what? Touche.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, up next, let's get to the final. You said we need to get to the finals. Well, we have time, but let's start it. Let's start the OKC-Indiana convo.
Can we all hate Oklahoma City now?
Coming up next, you can hate whoever you like on The Fan. Well, we're kind of in sports wait mode because we got hockey. Doesn't start till tomorrow.
Yeah.
The NBA finals doesn't start till Thursday, and then the Super Regionals don't start till Friday.
No, we've just been sitting around. Although, you know, we got Major League Baseball going on, which
we have Jack Caglione.
Well, clearly.
That's what we have. Well, and by the way, the internet does not have the crotch sniff yet.
We don't have the scratch and sniff?
Not yet.
It's coming.
Not yet.
It's coming. Internet's undefeated.
Yeah, that could be a real whiff on their part if they don't get that shortly.
I'll be disappointed. That was definitely...
Because I saw what... I missed it. I saw the start of it, and then I looked away, and then you said that, and I'm like, oh, man, I should have...
Well, I was looking at his dad, and then in the corner, I was like, wait, is his hand down below? And then it went right up to the nose, and I'm like, ha-ha, gotcha.
Why you gotta check that? You gotta check your oil, like, right as he's at the plate?
Yeah. Well, maybe he got a little nervous and there was some sweat. Hey, when the moment happens, like, you know, who's to decide when that occurs? It's different for everybody. But you would think at a Major League Baseball game, that's not really, that's more of a, you wait to go to the bathroom on that one. That's, you may adjust, shift around in the seat a little bit, but.
Well, especially if you are part of the party that is part of the Jack Caglione, like, friends and family. Yeah. That's the one moment you are guaranteed to be shown on at some point. Like, you couldn't do that when the, I don't know, the Cardinals are hitting?
Yeah. Yeah, and he had his phone out because he was filming it.
Yeah, the dad was.
He knew the moment was
big.
The
kid, the kid was too.
Yeah, they both.
I don't know who he is, but.
Yeah, he knew what was up.
What?
The Mets game yesterday, there was a lady that got caught falling asleep, and they were giving her the business.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah, the Mets-Dodger game, and she kind of passed out.
You seen Juan Soto hit? I'd fall asleep, too.
Hey, who won last night? Thank you.
I think
three or four from the Dodgers.
The Mets won.
What?
You know, if the Dodgers don't fix their bullpen, they ain't going to win at all.
Well, on the plus side, like, they're like the second-best team in baseball right now, and 19 pitchers are hurt.
I know. And they'll fix their bullpen.
Exactly. Come the trade deadline, they'll make a deal. They'll go raid the Orioles' pen, who stink.
Well, we have the finals. It is the small market finals of Oklahoma City and Indianapolis.
I am waiting to see, because I think the NBA is probably sitting around right now horrified that it's Oklahoma City and Indiana. I've heard NBA guys that bitch about the way the media complains and fans complain about the NBA. That Barkley talks about this, that it's a constant bitch fest. And so for all those people that have complained, and neither one of us are big NBA guys, and
speak for yourself,
Mr. NBA over here. But for everyone that complains, this series should be everything that is right with basketball, right? All the things that everyone hates about the NBA, this is not it. This is the exact opposite of that. They are teams that are easy to root for. They have been built sustainable ways. It's not like a team of superstars. Neither one of them plays a boring style. Far from it. It's not hero ball. I mean, this is what you want out of your NBA finals.
I think to a lot of people, it feels like a blowout waiting to happen. I'm not sure that that's true, but that's what it feels like. Because Oklahoma City is just that good.
If we get a decent series... Let's say it goes six games, and we hear, oh, worst ratings in 15 or 20 years, then it just turns out that everyone's a hypocrite, and that all that crap that people complain about the NBA, at the end of the day, you want superstars in big markets, and you want you want teams to be assembled a certain way.
But don't you think that if it's a good series, the ratings will be good?
I hope so.
And if it's a bad series, the ratings will be bad. Mm. I think where a Lakers-Celtics finals kind of gets you is that no matter what the series is, it's going to get more eyeballs just because it's Lakers-Celtics, which is what the NBA wants.
And I think this will be a better series than people are giving it credit for.
I hope so.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
My Pacers, whom I picked at the start of the year because I am Mr. NBA,
clearly.
Or at the start of the playoffs.
I did see, I was watching a thing, David Letterman was, who was he going around? David Letterman, earlier in the year, you know, David Letterman does the Netflix thing. You know,
yeah, he's got an interview show.
Yeah, he does a little interview show. So he did the TNT guys, and he spent the entire time talking about the Indiana Pacers going to the NBA Finals, and they were giving him a hard time. And Letterman had a little, you know, bit recently. I saw he had a statement or whatever, telling the TNT guys to cram it because here they are in the NBA. Dave Letterman's the one guy that believes.
The other guy?
You.
Is your co-host.
I mean, you have been on the Pacers the entire time.
As a matter of fact, they became my Pacers at the start of the playoffs, and I was just joking.
Yeah. And yet, here they are.
I was being stupid.
Yeah, because
and yet here they are.
Yeah. And that's so I like stories like this. And Oklahoma City should be, minus the stealing of the team in Seattle. And in Portland, you hate Seattle anyway, so that should make you happy. This is a team that you should be rooting for.
The Pacers, my Pacers final run is eerily similar to their run in 2000, which is the last time they were in the finals mm-hmm. with Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
They beat the Bucks in five mm-hmm. that year. Beat the Bucks in five.
Okay.
They beat the Knicks in six that year. Beat the Knicks in six.
Yeah.
And they then had to face the team with the best record and the MVP in the finals. And that, at, back in 2000, was the Lakers and Shaq.
Yeah.
And they lost in six.
Yeah.
That year, the Lakers, or the Pacers were plus 550 mm-hmm. to the Lakers as an underdog.
No.
This year, they are plus 500 as an underdog to the Thunder.
And I wonder, I mean, that Indiana team, I mean, it had Reggie Miller. This one doesn't, I mean, it's got Halliburton. And, you know, when you're facing a team with Kobe and Shaq and all that, I mean, it seems so daunting. I remember that and no one really giving them a chance. I still don't know how we're going to view Oklahoma City. If Oklahoma City finishes this, that's a team that won 68 games, lost once to the Eastern Conference, did get pushed by the Nuggets to seven games. Other than that, it's been kind of a breeze through here in the playoffs. If they run through Indiana, I'll be interested to see what we make of Oklahoma City. Because they have the makings. They have the makings of a dynasty, but even if they're just a one and done, historically I'll be very intrigued by they have the MVP, for God's sakes.
Yeah, they would have beaten the Grizzlies, Nuggets,
mm-hmm. Timberwolves.
Timberwolves and Pacers.
Mm-hmm. Not exactly a murderer's row.
It is definitely not. I don't think they'll get a lot of credit because of that.
But 68 wins and an MVP.
Well, yeah, but again, yeah. I think, you know, I don't know. I think you're probably always going to hear the, yeah. You know, you got to run through.
Sure.
Well, who would it be that they would have to run? I mean, they ran through Denver. Denver won a title.
Yeah, Denver won a title. And you ran through that MVP. But I think the idea is, I think people wanted to see him beat Boston, maybe. Or, I don't know. I guess, does beating the Lakers do anything for you?
I mean, or the Cavs. I mean, the Grizzlies were the eight.
Yeah.
The Nuggets were the four.
Yeah.
Timberwolves were the six.
Yeah.
And now the Pacers are the four.
Yeah, not exactly.
So,
yeah.
You'll hear that one.
Sure. Well, I mean, this will be the seventh year in a row that we've had a different team win an NBA.
Which I think is great.
I do too.
Great for the league.
But of those teams that have won, do we consider any of those teams great teams?
You mean individually great teams, well, or just, like dynasty
no,
type
I'm
teams?
No, I'm just saying when we look back on it, like we remember obviously those Golden State teams. We remember the Bulls. We remember the Lakers. We remember those teams. When you look back over this run, let's say Oklahoma City wins it this year, and then next year we move on to someone else and, I don't know, Minnesota gets over the hump or Cleveland gets over the hump and Oklahoma City just becomes another team. You go back to these last seven championships, are any of those teams really thought of in very high regard?
Well, I mean, wouldn't the Warriors be one of them?
Yeah, that Warriors team. But I would tell you what, that's the worst of those Warrior teams.
The Lakers had LeBron. That was the COVID one.
Yeah, and that no one gives them any credit for. That was LeBron and Anthony Davis, and people don't even give them credit for that. Toronto doesn't get any love for theirs.
Well, I mean, well...
Milwaukee gets dismissed.
The Bucks. Yeah, they really do get dismissed.
Milwaukee gets dismissed.
That team was awesome.
The Nuggets, it's just like, well, it's Jokic in a collection of whatever. No one thinks about that.
Who? This is a good question. Who is the best of the seven teams? It'd probably be Oklahoma City if they win it, but say the last six...
I thought it would be Boston, but I'm telling you, it's so weird because like Boston loses this year and now everyone's like, Boston, it wasn't that great to begin
Toronto
with.
Is in there too.
Yeah, Toronto's in there.
With the Kawhi.
Yeah, no one, it's just.
They were awesome.
It's weird. Again, this goes back to my be careful what you wish for because we all say, you know, we don't want the same handful of teams. And yet when we get titles like this, we just dismiss them. We're like, yeah, you won a title. Like Giannis took a very average Milwaukee team. Jokic took a very average Nuggets team and they led them to a title. And if that's all, if that just ends up being a one and done, people will look at those and they're just, it's not viewed as anything like of, I just thought winning a title, I thought it used to mean more.
Well, but, I think you were spoiled by the Lakers and the Spurs and the Warriors. Yes. You know, like when those teams win four or five rings, that's really, you know, like, and even Miami, not really Miami.
They won two.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I think those, the NBA has just been about dynasties.
Yeah.
And when there's not one, I think we're maybe comparing it to the dynasty teams, and that's probably not fair.
No.
But we're like, who are you if you don't win four?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like the last team that won a individual title that we bloviate over is when LeBron went back to Cleveland and won that there. I really think that with Kyrie, and I think that's the last single title team that we truly...
That would have been, if he didn't win that, that would have been the fourth in a row for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, that one wouldn't have been, but they would have, if they had gotten that one, they would have won four in a row.
I think that's the one that people point to. And other than that, I just think we largely kind of dismiss them. And I whoever does that, whoever ends up winning it this year, Oklahoma City or Indiana, I hope we don't, we do a disservice to the league, and we do a disservice to players and legacies.
No, I agree.
When we dismiss these things.
I agree, but I also think, you know, if you go all the way back to even the before the Bulls, even the Celtics, like way back, you just, this league has never not had a dynasty.
No.
And it's weird.
Yeah.
This is the first I've thought about that, but it's weird that they don't have one right now.
And it looks like Boston's is, we thought maybe Boston was getting ready to go on one, but now with the Tatum injury, and they're saying that roster is going to get shakeups.
No, they really don't have one.
No.
Unless the Warriors can peel off one more.
Yeah.
But
even then, that's not really a dynasty. That's just going to be kind of a, you know, you're putting a final piece on what was.
The question is, this raises the question, does the NBA need a dynasty team?
And this is, I go back to it. I think it does.
I think it does too.
As much as...
Because you root against them.
Yes.
You want somebody to knock them off.
Yes. As much as we love to bitch and moan and complain, to me, this run and the way people talk about the game, the way that people cover the game, I think for the game is better off, the conversation is better off, the casual viewer, when there is an 800-pound gorilla. And maybe that gorilla, by the way, resides in Oklahoma City. Like, if they run roughshod over Indiana, think about next year. You want to talk about, like, best odds to come back? Like, Oklahoma City will be the overwhelming favorite. We'll already talk about them like they're a dynasty. If they blow through the Pacers in five or six, the hype around the Oklahoma City Thunder, oh, my God.
And then they'll get Giannis.
And,
be and something. KD.
It'd be something.
All right, we're going to stick with the NBA coming up next. It's curtains on Inside the NBA on TNT. But we will still see the show on ESPN. So we'll get to that and a few scuddies from the NBA. We have the new odds-on favorite to land Giannis. Do you you have any idea who this is?
Because it's
kind of out of the blue.
Is it?
A little bit.
Because I thought of like three teams when this all circulated. So my guess is it's not going to be one of those three teams.
Kind of out of the blue. We'll get to those items when we return. But first, Buck.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You know, we like baseball here. So before we get back to the NBA, I have to point out that it's Paul Skeens' night tonight. Mm-hmm. He was pitching in Houston against the Astros.
And losing?
Well, yeah. So if you haven't followed the Pirates this year, they're terrible.
Yeah.
But Skeens is awesome. Mm-hmm. And he came into the night, I think he's 4-5 is his record.
With like 2.15 ERA.
Yeah, but his ERA has been great. Tonight, he has thrown 8 innings. Mm-hmm. He has allowed 3 hits, and he is losing 1-0.
So what you're saying is Paul Skeens is a loser, and why did he give up the one run?
Yeah, he gave up a home run to Christian Walker.
Well, and he's clearly a bum.
God, dude, the Pirates are
you know,
smelly.
If your Skeens, what do you do?
You hope for a trade.
You're just stuck there.
You know he wants out of there already.
Of course,
right?
He does.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
He's about to be. I mean, if they could come back and win, but if he doesn't, they're 22-38, and he's 4-6.
I mean, is there any hope? I mean, it's a cheap franchise. Is there any hope that they remotely turn it around, or is he on King Felix?
I mean,
watch?
They have a bunch of good young arms,
and yet they stink.
But they're not all up yet. So,
no.
And then
looking.
That Jones guy got hurt. Whatever his name, Jared Jones or whatever.
So he is in his career there. He went 11-3 last year.
Yeah.
So he is.
They were
now,
decent last year.
So they're good. Let's assume they lose tonight. He will be 15-19 with a career average ERA of 2.03.
15-9? No. 15-19?
Oh, excuse me. 15-9.
Yeah.
With a career ERA of 2.
Trade him. He'll be a Yankee in 3-2. You know,
What would you have to give up for him?
A lot. But you know, these big teams, they don't care about giving up young guys, prospects. You know what would be worse? I think it would be worse. This is the first time I'll ever say this.
Yeah.
It would be worse if he went to the Dodgers.
It would be worse.
Yes.
You'd rather him stay in Pittsburgh and be terrible.
No, than the Yankees.
Than the Yankees.
Yes.
Yes.
Because for me, I've always hated the Yankees because I'm in the American League and
I couldn't handle it.
Although maybe I'm an American leaguer.
I feel like it.
My team's in the American League. So yes. We always grew up like loathing the Yankees, right? Mm. Big money.
Well, everyone does.
Team, the small market team.
Yeah.
And so it's always been the number one. It's like, oh, Yankees are going to get that guy. Yankees are going to get our stars. This is the first time that I think it would actually be worse if Paul Skeens or whoever the star is goes to the Dodgers. I would rather him go to the Yankees.
Well, I'll be damned.
Because the Dodgers
You shut your whore mouth.
Don't you think, though?
I just can't hear I'd rather him go to the Yankees.
I know.
What? I never thought I would hear that come out
of
your mouth.
But wouldn't you? Especially for a pitcher. Because the Dodgers already have like 50 pitchers. Look, they're just all hurt.
I hate to do this because I don't like to give the Yankees any credit whatsoever. And I do find historically the Dodgers way more likable, even though my team is in the National League. I can't have him go to the Dodgers.
We can't.
I can't.
No. Not right now.
No, not right
now. Not with Yamamoto Shohei.
No,
you don't get that too.
No. Send him to, like, I don't know, Boston? I don't know.
I don't care where he goes.
No.
How about this?
No.
Just not the
strong.
How about the Mets?
No.
I can see that.
A nice National League. We can pay him.
You guys need some bats, though. You seen Juan Soto hit?
He's going to be fine. This Juan Soto bashing. Just let it go.
I'm going to get in. Well, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to get in while I can.
He'll be fine. Juan's going to come around. He's going to lose some weight. That's my thing. He looks fat.
Well, it's probably because
he
is.
He looks fat and disinterested. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
God, you have said that so many times.
I'm trying to convince myself.
Yeah, it's not working.
It'll be fine.
This really is a masterclass in talking yourself
into it. He'll be fine. He has to be. Juan Soto has been phenomenal every year in the bigs. He's not going to go to New York and then just decide to suck.
Are these the stages of grief already? Is this the bargaining stage?
Nah, he'll be fine. They gave him 735 million dollars. Eventually, he's got to come around. One can sign that deal and suck.
You better hope so.
That could not be a worse statement right there. Oh, they gave him all this money. Got to come around. What?
He can't. Come on.
Have you watched sports?
Can't be this bad. He just can't be.
So the NBA on TNT.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
The NBA on TNT is going away.
Yeah.
And so that means that Inside the NBA is moving to ESPN.
Yeah, it was going away, and then they said, not so fast.
Well, the NBA, this is kind of weird, actually, because TNT lost the rights to NBA games.
Yes, and then they sued because they're like, we want it back.
But they still own Chuck, Shaq, and Ernie.
Yes.
And Kenny.
They're being loaned out.
Yeah, so they don't. So they will still produce Inside the NBA. Like, ESPN is smart enough to say, dude, that show's gold. You handle it.
Yeah.
We're just going to buy it from you.
Yes.
Which I'm, oh my God, Aaron Judge just hit that 8 miles. Oh, can of corn. Never mind. Dude, 8 miles high.
You just got Dave Niehaus.
I did. 8 miles high.
Oh my, by the way, can I point out that not only did you get Dave Niehaus, which happens to all of us, that didn't even go to the warning track.
No, he just hit it really high.
High. I turned around expecting to see it, like, almost leaving the stadium. The dude was, like, 5 feet from the warning track and caught it.
Yeah, he's hit really high.
All right.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh.
Inside the NBA.
So Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie are going to continue to do that in Atlanta.
Yes.
But it's going to be, they're going to have to change the set.
Yeah.
And it will air on ESPN. Now, what Chuck has recently said is that, and ESPN has, to their credit, is saying, we're not going to touch it.
Yeah.
We're going to let them do their thing. Okay, but Chuck came out and he said that TNT is already making them do dry run-throughs of their own show.
Yeah.
Where it would be on TNT, but he said it was awful and it's going to suck because they don't even have the rights to play NBA highlights.
No.
They can't play highlights. They can't play games.
Nope.
So he was like, so he's already bitching about having to do that.
So, well, you can talk about the game with no visual aid.
Correct.
They're saying that one of the benefits of the TNT is they would do these big, long, sweeping segments. And they're saying, and that's not the way ESPN works. And, like, some, I think it was Bill Simmons that was asking the question, is ESPN willing to change the clock? Because that's one of the big things that TNT has, is they just kind of let those guys kind of wander and meander, and that's not the way ESPN works. And so this idea that it's going to be the same but different, dude, buckle up. This thing's going to, I'm just telling you.
You think they're going to put their.
I think this thing's going to suck.
You think ESPN's going to put their crappy-ass stamp on it?
I do. And already there's talk of having some of their guys on there.
Like, no.
No, there's.
Like Screamin' A?
And like Perkins. Ugh. Like there was, Chuck was doing an interview with, it might have been with Patrick, and they were talking about
Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris. He was talking to someone the other day. I was listening to it, and they were talking about, like, you know, Kendrick Perkins being on there and stuff, and you could hear just Chuck's eyes just rolling in the back of his head. Mm. ESPN will F this up. I have no doubt about it. There's no way this show stays the same. It just won't
Isn't
work.
It interesting that ESPN's had so many shows that are terrible over the years?
Yeah.
But they find they have finally kind of figured out that, okay, maybe we're not very good at it. We'll just buy other people's shows that are good at it.
And they'll still screw it up.
And they did that with Pat McAfee, and that's working. Like, Pat McAfee has a good show. ESPN leaves it alone, even though they're very scared of his content. But they put all the warnings on there. Mm. And look, they're making a mint off of that. So they leave him alone. He's doing his thing. If they're smart, they will leave this alone. But yes, because they finally figured out this, okay, well, McAfee may not be a show that, you know,
we would, yeah.
Yeah, we would do, but we understand its popularity, so we're just going to buy it. So they're going to license inside the NBA. That's the smartest thing they could do.
Just
don't freaking touch it.
I just have a hard time that the Stephen A's and the Kendrick Perkins of the world aren't going to somehow find a way to get involved in this. And the fact that Barkley's already talking about it and already crapping on it and already saying that he wants to be fired, I don't, that's canary in the coal mine stuff. And I get maybe some of that's Chuck just being Chuck, but.
Well, Chuck will sabotage all that anyway.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah.
Meanwhile, did you see Kenny talking like a tough game? He's like, you know, we love what we do, and just letting everyone at ESPN know we're not coming to F around. And everyone's like, ooh.
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You're an analyst.
They're not coming to F around.
So those guys don't want to go to ESPN.
No, they don't. But they got paid.
Handsome.
They got paid,
but it's better
so
than
much
not
money
doing a show.
That it's whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I just love the Stephen A. You don't want to make an enemy of me and Kendrick Perkins. Like, when I see him in the hallway, what, Kendrick?
It's on site.
What are you going to eat a donut? And then, like, what? What exactly are you going to do?
Do you think ESPN, you know how we make fun of Odyssey all the time?
An Odyssey station.
That's our parent station that owns us. And despite their imminent attempts to screw us up, we're still here.
Yeah.
Do you think that Chuck and Shaq and Kenny will do that with ESPN?
I hope so.
Do you think ESPN would allow that?
It's going to get awkward, but it's so popular and they spent so much money, they kind of have to. Like, do you ever watch John Oliver?
Sometimes.
He rips his parent company apart.
Does he?
Yeah. Like, he shreds it. He calls him the business daddy. And he just...
Who owns that show?
They did the AT&T merger Comcast thing, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your window
he's
daddy.
He's on Max.
Yeah, he's on Max, that. But I think it's Comcast. And he, yeah, sucker. he calls him their business daddy. Yeah. It's owned by Warner Brothers and all that. And so he just, he fillets them all the time. And so it's fun. David Letterman used to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
he did.
It's Howard Stern. I mean, I think Howard Stern probably invented making fun of who you are.
There's a whole movie about that.
Well, yeah, he called his boss Pig virus.
Vomit.
Yeah, well, in the movie is pig vomit, but if you listen to it, called him pig virus. He would go stand outside of his boss's office and like yell at him on the air and call him pig virus. So, I mean, it's, and everyone kind of has to suck it up because it's so popular. And that's the beauty part, is it does feel like that show
would do that.
One, they don't care. They've made enough money and it's so popular. That's the one good thing, is I feel like they will push back hard.
All right, a couple of scuddy notes from the NBA. Who could be on the move and the new odds-on favorite to land Giannis for next season? That's coming up next on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And finally, just a couple notes from the NBA trade scuttlebutt that's out there.
Well, there's nothing else going on right now, so.
Well, it's kind of interesting to note there is a new odds-on favorite on which team will land Giannis. Mm. I don't know if you saw this. Can you guess?
I did not. I mean, the teams that look like they could put together, because he'll only want to go play for a contender.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he kind of makes anybody a contender. Not anybody, but
sure.
He can go somewhere. You know, it doesn't have to have a complete team.
Sure.
He kind of makes their team. Well, they're going to have to give up a lot to get him.
The ones that seem to make sense were Houston, San Antonio, and I've always said the one that to me makes the most sense was Oklahoma City. No offense, but to Oklahoma City, whatever happens here, you got a million assets. Your team, you know, eventually you got to pay anyways. Dude, ship Chet and one or two of your first-round picks and go get Giannis and add him to this collection. Have fun with that. I mean, you want to talk about seriously, like building a dynasty, I give you that. Giannis keeps getting better. I mean, Milwaukee doesn't, but he's better than when he won the MVP.
So the new odds-on favorite, according to one sportsbook, to land Giannis Antetokounmpo is? And no, I'm not going to say the Blazers.
I wouldn't think so.
The Toronto Raptors. Did you know this? Yeah. Apparently.
Why would the crappy ass Toronto Raptors, why would Giannis want to go play in Toronto?
Well, apparently there have been some major wagers placed on Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened a day before the report came out that Toronto is gearing up an offer for him.
Okay. Let me just see if I can follow this. So he's not happy in Milwaukee because he doesn't feel like he can win in Milwaukee. And he has said that he is not satisfied with one championship and he's not getting any younger. So he's giving up playing in Milwaukee because the Dame thing didn't work out. Right. And so he's trading that Milwaukee team to go play with RJ Barrett and Scotty Barnes. Like that's.
Well, you put it that way.
Well, I mean, they were 30-52 last year.
Danny and Joe were talking about this a little bit earlier today, and Danny's point was to your point, what does Toronto have to offer? How do they go get him?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't care how many firsts you offer. Like Houston can offer any number of young, talented players. I mean, their top pick, Reed Shepard, didn't even play last year, and they're saying that. By the way, they claim that they think he can end up being the best offensive player they have. They have all those picks. San Antonio can offer you up a rookie of the year and what the number two overall pick and another first to go get him. Oklahoma City can offer you up Chet and nine first round picks to go get him. And we're supposed to believe that what? Like, they're only real good players. What, Scotty Barnes?
So well, I don't think it's who's on their team. I think it's maybe more the fact that Toronto has some assets and flexibility to be able to basically build a team. So with him. So I think it's one of those things where, because the report was that Giannis and Toronto had mutual interest.
I don't believe that for a second.
And one thought may be that, one, they can make an attractive offer to Milwaukee for Giannis, but also they have other stuff that they can put some other acquisitions around him. So in other words, you kind of build your own team, and he can be a big part of that.
I don't know, dude. I don't. Where did this report come from?
I think originally it was the Toronto Star.
Okay. Well, I question things sometimes because it's just you want to get out of Milwaukee to be a part of a winner, and your goal is to go back to a total. How old Giannis is? What, 30 now?
30? Did you see what he posted though to the social medias?
No. What did he post?
Well, he just posted two laughing emojis.
Oh, is after it? Yeah. After the report. He turns 31 this year. So you have, what, five more probably prime. And by the way, we did this with Dame. You may not have five. You may have three truly prime Giannis years. And he has said, one title, not enough. And so he's going to force his way out to go to a team that won 30 games and has arguably one real building block.
Well, again, I think the idea is that they suck, and so they're just going to they're going to get him, and they have enough flexibility and assets to put stuff around him. Because, so it's like a create your own team.
Because that's worked so many. I don't know.
I'm just trying to tell you that's the, it's not that he would go there with all those crappy players or marginal players. Yeah. It's that he would be a part of having a say in putting
rebuild around him.
So again, in today's NBA world and the salary cap and the apron that is designed to specifically prevent this and makes it harder to do. I'm sorry. This is nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And I hate to do the whole fake media crap because that's, you know, where that comes from. But some of the narratives that get put out there, they're so embarrassingly bad, and they're not rooted in any sort of substance. And
it's just called sports.
And I hear it all the time. And it's not from like minor play. It's from the ESPNs and it's from the Foxes. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, they did make a move for Kahai.
Yeah. When they were the number one team in the, they were the number one seed in the 2 years in a row and couldn't get out of the first or second round. And so they made a swing to go get him. It was a team. This is a team that won 30 games last year. 30 games.
Yeah. Again,
that's like saying the Utah Jazz are going to make a deal for Giannis.
I don't know. Well, maybe they will. I don't pretend to know the ins and outs, but in this league, you never say never.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say never to this. He's not forcing his way.
I love your conviction.
Yeah. I'm saying never.
Also, KD to the Knicks is a thing.
Yeah. I could see that.
Because Phoenix likes Karl Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. Because he's buddies with Devin Booker.
Okay.
Back to their Kentucky days.
Yeah.
So they're thinking maybe KD to New York.
Yeah. And again, see that, like that. New York's a team that was Eastern Conference Finals, major market, and just fired their coach and is going to do anything to try to microwave this and get him over the hump. That makes sense. That, you know, but the Toronto thing? What? Why can't we have KD in Toronto while we're at it? How about that? Bring KD and Giannis both to Toronto.
They might.
And you wonder too, like, because we keep getting told that this era of building your team this way that they're trying to do, that this era is done. I mean, look at teams that have won now over the last 6 or 7 years. Phoenix has tried this, didn't work. Milwaukee tried this with Dame, didn't work.
Brooklyn tried it.
Brooklyn
with
tried
Durant
it. Didn't work. Golden State, I guess, tried to do this with Jimmy, but I get why they're doing it, trying to hold on to it. Didn't work. You would think that eventually teams are smart and realize that this version of the NBA is done. And the only thing you do by going all in with these sorts of things is you just neuter yourself. It's not going to work in the short term, and all you do is cut your own balls off. for the foreseeable future. Because then, you know, you bring in Giannis and God knows what else to Toronto. And then 2 years from now, Giannis is on some supermax where he's making $90 million a year. He's no longer the same player he is. And you're like, whoops.
Well, you're making a strong case for the Blazers just sticking with what they got.
Well, I think there's a difference between sticking with what you got and trying to build something the right way. What I don't like what Portland does is when they come out and try to sell me on the fact that they don't need to go get anyone else or like tank because they could have superstar players on their team. That's the one where I
don't think Toronto's saying that right now. I bet they are.
Yeah, our roster's fine. It just needs to improve on its own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Telling their fans, hey, we love this Reed Shepard. Does he play there?
He's down in Houston. Oh.
Who's Toronto's guys?
They have Scotty Barnes, they have RJ Barrett, and then was it the other guy? Was it Quickly or whatever?
Emmanuel Quickly.
Yeah.
They have Emmanuel Quickly.
And they won 30. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you can make the case that Toronto at 30 wins, then Portland will go make a move for Giannis.
Yeah, but you just said you didn't want that.
I don't, because it wouldn't mean anything. The time to go get Giannis is when you had Dame.
It's actually pretty neat.
That's the thing is Portland could have been this version
of the... So stand pat, Portland. Listen to Big Sook. Stand pat. You don't need Giannis.
Portland could have been...
Grow it.
The New York Knicks.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Portland could have had everything that the Knicks have. Boop, boop. And you just would have kind of swapped Brunson for Dame. But you could have had that team.
All right, the club is coming up next. Are we the world's most educated country? The answer is no.
No.
Next on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.